the subway is that way.
Yeah, I need a treat. I was going to buy a candy bar, but I think a cab is lower in calories.
We could do both. We could save on calories and get home. We could walk.
That's not a treat. Look at it this way. A subway costs $1.80. A cab couldn't be more than, what, $5.40? That comes to 45 cents per person.
Is that the new math?
I'm worth 45 cents.
At least.
That's 45 cents is half what the subway costs. So actually, a cab is cheaper.
Did you ever work for the IRS?
I'll run it by you again. A candy bar is 50 cents plus $1.80. That's $2.80.
Taxi!
Which comes to $5.60, which is 20 cents more than a cab.
What you reading?
A ladies' magazine.
Oh, goody, 101 things you can do with frozen peas.
Says you, this article happens to be very interesting.
Really? How to crochet your own wall-to-wall carpeting?
Hi, guys, how was dinner with Dad?
We brought Claire, she made us eat sushi.
Ooh, what'd you eat?
The rice.
I love sushi.
Here, you could have mine.
Anything in that article about how to get the lint off of raw fish?
No. It's about the territorial imperative.
What's that?
About, you know, when a woman moves her things into a man's apartment, it's threatening for him.
Oh, I get it. You move your toothbrush in bristle by bristle, then in 2 years you can brush your teeth.
Do you think only men feel that way?
Of course. You moved in here a long time ago. You don't see me flipping out.
Well, Kate, I really haven't moved in yet.
Yes, you have. You're here, your kids are here, your three toothbrushes are here.
Yeah, but all my stuff's in storage. I feel like I'm living in your house.
It's our house, Allie.
It's yours, ours, not ours, ours. Every time I walk into this kitchen, I want to weep.
Haven't you heard? All the Chinese restaurants and pizza parlors lobby to keep New York kitchens small so you have to order out.
I miss my food processor.
I have a blender.
Wilma Flintstone had a blender.
Go get your food processor.
You wouldn't mind?
No, you don't need permission. Move in already.
Well, if that would make you happy.
You're too good to me.
Oh, Jenny, remember this.
No?
Neither do I. Oh, no, they gave us the wrong box.
There's cartons all over the sidewalk and all over my living room.
Roger drove us up to Connecticut to pick up a few things like you wanted.
Great. Wow.
Have you ever seen anything like them?
Yeah, the World Trade Center.
Hi, Mom. This is Mark Paper's alley. Where does it go?
Oh, upstairs, Emma. You know, when I went up there to pick up this stuff, I thought everything was going to scream, broken marriage, failure, and that I wouldn't want to bring it back. But then I realized something I'm almost embarrassed to admit.
You paid retail for all this.
I miss my things. Thank you so much for letting me bring them.
Hey, your things belong here. This is your house, too.
Not many people would admit that.
No sweat. Wow, just what we need for our next party for 400.
You don't like it.
No, I love it. And we can always use an extra bathtub.
You want this any particular place?
No.
Any place is fine, Roger.
Roger, how did you fit that into the car?
I didn't. It was in the trailer.
What did he mean by trailer?
Oh, we filled up a car, so we rented one. You know what's in that box?
Hartford?
Regency Silver!
Oh, and bone china.
Service for 12. It's the Field of Roses pattern, the same one that's in the White House.
I should have recognized it.
Give me a hand with this.
Don't tell me you brought Charles.
Wait. Isn't this gorgeous?
Yeah, gorgeous.
You don't like it.
Elliot's dead.
You want live furniture?
I can't hang my coat on Bambi's father. I'll just leave my coat on. I've got to go out tomorrow anyway.
Where do you want the rug, Mom?
Oh, you can just put it down there until we take up the old one.
You're gonna take up my rug?
Kate, it is a little dog-eared, and this one's hand-woven from Turkey. I love this rug.
Ellie, I love my rug, too. There's a lot of history in that rug.
History? My great-grandmother carried this rug on her back from the old country. On the boat coming over, she pretended this was her baby, so they'd let her bring it into the country.
Who can fight that kind of history?
Thank you for letting me bring my great-grandmother's baby into our home.
Hey, I'm going to my room now.
Wait.
My room's not there?
No. Would you take down that painting? I brought my Matisse lithograph.
Allie, ugly as that painting is, there's a sentimental attachment to it.
Forget it.
Thank you.
Somewhere in Connecticut, a woman is lighting Friday night candles under my Matisse lithograph.
Mom?
Look at all this stuff.
I had to get out of my room. Jenny papered the walls with posters of kittens.
Oh, that sounds cute.
Yeah, it's so cute in there I could barf.
Come on, Emma.
And she brought in this horrible rocker, too.
You'll get used to it.
I don't want to get used to it. I don't like it.
Try, okay? I know what you're going through. Believe me, I know.
Well, what are we gonna do?
Well, we're gonna sit tight. God knows we've got enough to sit on. Don't panic until you've had coffee. Don't panic. Oh, panic. Hope you can make coffee all by yourself. Otherwise, I'm in a lot of trouble. Ellie!
What?
I can't make coffee in a computer.
Oh, Kate, it's a German machine. The water goes in here, the coffee goes in here. You press this button, and in 10 seconds, you will have just the essence of the bean. No bitterness, no acidity.
I don't need the sales pitch. I just want my coffee. Where's my mug?
Oh, I packed it up with your dishes last night after you went to bed.
I want my mug.
Use this translucent bone china. I guarantee you the coffee will taste better in it.
I want my mug.
Look at those little roses. Isn't that a cheery way to wake up in the morning?
I want my mug!
It's chipped.
So am I.
Whoa! Didn't we wake up on the wrong side of the bed this morning?
Well, at least I slept in my bed. It was the only piece of furniture I could still find.
Here's your mug. Mug.
Hello, old friend.
You know, Kate, if you'd just give yourself a chance, you'd grow to love my things as much as I do. Coffee's ready.
Look at this. Oh, my God.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Kate.
What you doing?
Nothing.
Nothing, Kate.
Where I come from, two nothings add up to something. Fess up.
Here.
What's that?
Just Allie's diary.
Just Allie's diary?
From 1964. I wasn't even born in 1964.
You were reading Allie's diary? That's an invasion of privacy. You know that's wrong, right?
We were looking for comics.
She dots her eyes with little hearts and happy faces, Mom. It's funny. There's a lot in there about you.
Well, of course, we used to be best friends.
And some guy named Funky. What kind of dumb name is Funky?
That's a nickname, like Chip.
I can't believe my mother was in love with a guy named Bunky.
Oh, Bunky Lanier was my high school boyfriend.
Guess we read it wrong.
Well, I guess it was wrong to read it in the first place, huh?
I'm sorry.
Are you gonna tell?
Nah. Where'd you find it?
There.
Okay, well, I'm gonna put it back. No more reading other people's private papers, okay? Scoop. I tell her to bring a few things. She brings 20 years worth of old junk.
Oh.
Oh, diary, today I am a woman. I finally got my... Oh, diary, I am a villainous traitor. I don't know what came over me. Last night, I let Bunky Lanier kiss me under the bleachers while Kate was in the ladies' room smoking with Felice Battaglia. Sitting there, I know she likes me. And when she came out and asked me if I'd seen him...
I lied
to her and said no. And if she ever finds out, dear diary, she would kill me. And it would be worth it because Bunky Lanier kisses better than anyone in the school.
You slut!
How do you want your eggs?
Loose.
Like the cook. What?
Where were you on October 19th, 1964?
1964?
Yeah, I was in the ladies' room with Felice Battaglia. You let Bucky Lanier kiss you under the bleachers? Don't try to lie about it. I read it in your diary.
You read my diary?
Yeah. You want to make something out of it?
You had no right to do that.
Tough toenails.
What kind of a person are you?
Oh, no, I was mad first. You can't get mad until I'm done.
Have you lost your mind? I kissed Bunky Lanier 20 years ago. I was a kid.
You were a tramp.
I can't believe this.
Little Miss Pure is the driven. I can never trust you again.
Look who's talking about trust.
You're a wanton trollop and a compulsive liar. Listen to this. Oh, Bunky, your lips, those eyes, those kisses.
Give me that.
How can I go on knowing I've betrayed my dearest and best friend?
Stop it.
What can I do? If I'm silent, the guilt will overwhelm me. And if I dare tell, Kate will kill me.
Okay, I kissed your boyfriend. Slit my wrist. I made one mistake.
One? You on a list?
Yeah.
You not only stole my boyfriend, you stole my idea for the prom theme and then passed it off as your own.
You weren't even on the committee.
You also stole my Simon and Garfunkel records.
I borrowed them.
For 18 years? That's stole.
Okay. Okay, you want to get into this? I'll get into this. Where's my autograph book?
Oh, big deal. All you had was Soupy Sales and Pinky Lee. Look around. It's probably here with the rest of your junk.
You did that on purpose.
No, that was an accident.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It was.
That was an antique. It was totally irreplaceable.
Well, good. I wish we lived on the higher floor. I'd figure out how to drop that bench.
So that's what this is about, isn't it? That I brought my stuff here. Don't deny it.
Who's denying it? I told you to bring a few things. You know, an omelet pan, a spice rack. You brought the whole fifth floor of Bloomingdale's.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Throw it all away?
Yes.
No! You throw your stuff away.
I was here first.
Can I hang out with you?
Sure. What's the matter? You look upset.
Emmy keeps making cracks about the rocker Grandma gave me. You look upset, too.
How can you tell?
You're mixing your whites and your colors.
Kate doesn't want our stuff here.
Why not?
It's that old territorial imperative.
Translation, please.
We moved our things into their house, making it our house.
Thought it's supposed to be our house, too.
Well, that's what she said, but it's clearly not what she meant. Honestly, all that stuff about me kissing her boyfriend.
You kissed her boyfriend?
In high school.
That's a lousy thing to do, Mom.
Oh, don't you start on me, too.
I can't believe Allie wanting to move my stuff out of my house.
Yeah.
We collected that stuff all over Europe when we backpacked with your dad.
Yeah.
Remember when we bought that rug in that London junk shop in 1969?
Yeah.
No. Yes, you do.
Mom, I wasn't born until 1970.
Whose side are you on?
How many times did you kiss her boyfriend?
Jenny, that is not the issue.
What is?
That Kate wants everything exactly the way it was. I mean, we just moved a few things in.
Mom, we rented a trailer.
A small trailer.
And a carload.
It was a compact.
Mom.
I owe Kate an apology.
Yeah, I mean, kissing our boyfriend.
Will you forget about my illicit past? Help me carry Kate's rug upstairs.
Okay. So tell me, what kind of a kiss was it? Domestic or imported?
Domestic!
I really can't believe how insensitive Allie's been.
Jenny, too. Right over my bed, there's a poster of a couple of bride and groom kittens.
Wars have been fought for less.
Where are you putting my rug now?
In front of the sofa where it belongs.
There's no space in our room for the chair, so want to help me bring it downstairs?
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, Jenny.
I'm sorry. I was stupid and insensitive. Your things are just as important to you as mine are to me.
Forget it.
Still friends?
Best.
I don't believe we just had our first fight.
I know, and about something as dumb as things.
Well, let's just sit down and figure out what we're gonna do with all this stuff.
Okay, look, I'll move my rug upstairs so you can keep your great-great-grandmother's there.
I can't.
Why not?
I lied. I bought it at a tag sale.
I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that.
I'll put my rug upstairs if you put your lamps upstairs.
Allie, that would make 5 lamps in my room. It's not a tanning parlor.
Come on, Kate.
Okay, if you'll pack up some of those presidential dishes and the chafing dish.
I'm letting you keep your rug downstairs. Why can't I keep my chafing dish?
I know, but there's a lot of serious memories in that rug. Emma was conceived on that rug. Don't tell me you and Charles used the chafing dish to cook up Jenny.
Don't be vulgar. Why do you think I'm so attached to that bench?
No!
How?
Never mind!
Allie, I don't really think I can live with this thing.
Well, I don't think I can live with your rug.
Look, your coffee machine scares me.
Your dishes depress me.
Do you have to be so rigid?
Do you have to be so inflexible?
Hello, fight number 2.
What are we gonna do?
Strangers are buying my past.
Well, maybe they'll have more fun with it than you did.
Shop around, you'll come back. You know why? 'Cause our prices are insane.
No bitterness, no acidity, just essence. And it plays really nice music, too.
Enjoy it.
I will.
Don't mind the creak.
I won't. Do I have to pay to get out, too?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You break it, you buy it.
How much is this statue?
I could give it to you for $15.
But it says here it's only $5.
I forgot the one.
All right, I'll take it.
Sorry, Mom.
It's okay, it's just an ancestor.
It's an authentic early American eagle. You can't find anything like it anywhere.
It's kind of Americana, isn't it?
Americana is very in.
Yeah, we could use it in the van.
You know, you're right. We'll take it.
Sorry, Allie.
That's very rare.
It's a lovely piece.
Isn't it?
My father had one just like it when I was just a child. Used to bash my knee on it every time I passed by.
I know the feeling.
Learned all my cuss words on this old bench.
Wonderful memories.
How much do you want for it? I'm not going to bargain with you. Can't put a price tag on memories, can you?
You really can't.
Allie, how much do you want for those candlesticks?
$25. With visitation rights, $15.
You can take them to the movies every Saturday afternoon.
Did she buy the bench?
No, it's not for sale.
Really? Why?
I couldn't do it to you. I'm a pack rat myself. I know what you're going through.
Guess we really do have a thing about things, don't we?
It's not about things. It's about memories.
Do you think you can ever get to the point where you can keep the memories and get rid of the things?
If there was a fire in this apartment, what one thing would you say?
If you'd asked me that yesterday, I would have burned with it. But today, I think I could live without them.
Good for you.
Except for my food processor and my bench. One other thing.
What?
My eagle.
Elliot sold.
Oh, no, Kate, my great-great-grandfather carved that eagle out of a tree that he felled for his log cabin. He didn't even have tools for it. He forged them himself. The Indians taught him how. Excuse me. How much did you pay for that?
$125.
Good.
Sharing, then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.